Phoneboy Speaks, episode 263, Resisting Gadget Envy. You know, as much as I like playing with new gadgets and even buying new gadgets from time to time, I don't feel the need to do it all the time. And in fact, I probably keep things longer than I should in general, although believe me, compared to what some of my family members, I'm much better about getting rid of things than some of my other family members. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that with some of these gadgets, right, that, you know, they people like to get the new latest iPhone or whatever. And the people, you know, that's okay to do once in a while, I guess, but, you know, let's face it, the things are expensive and I don't necessarily want to spend my money on, you know, getting the latest gadgets all the time. I have a 4S that I bought sometime last year, and I bought it knowing that in a few months that there would be a 5, and I probably could have, maybe I could have waited, I don't know. At the time I needed it because I was switching to Verizon in my iPhone 3GS, which, you know, is now 4 years old and the battery's dying for the second time. I needed to replace it. So that was a kind of a need purchase. And, if I wanted to get the latest iPhone, that's probably going to be out this month, according to all of the different rumor sites and whatever, I can't justify it. There's even if it has a new feature, there's just nothing there that I can't conceive of something that it will have that my current phone, maybe there's going to be some stuff that my phone doesn't do, but they're not going to change my life that dramatically that it's going to be worth paying the full price for a new phone. Maybe, but I'm not holding out a lot of hope. And this, just because a new version of something comes out, that doesn't mean the old one all of a sudden doesn't work anymore. And I've got Nokia phones that date back to 2007 or 2008, they still work. You can, at least on those, it's easy to replace the battery. And in fact, I did buy some batteries for some of these old Nokia phones, and they still work. And from time to time, they're cool to use, but they're certainly not going to be making new software for Symbian. There might be a couple of diehard holdouts there for the software that it has. I mean, it works pretty well. And so you can find uses for things. I mean, I've got an old Nokia E7 that's a couple of years old. It hasn't been used too much, but one of the things it can do with a program called Joiku Spot that I bought a while back is that it will turn your phone into a hotspot. And that's been kind of handy in a couple of cases. I can put an AT&T SIM in there and I've got ones that are in USB, USB modems or whatever, and take it out and put it in this phone and run it in data mode, and it works fine. And I'm using the data the way I need to, and not using it to make calls. That's not what it's not what I'm using that phone for right now. So just because something, there's newer ones, doesn't mean the older ones doesn't work. And you just have to decide, to get rid of them or not, or just don't acquire them in the first place. And, as much as my family is, and I'm talking about my parents and their siblings and whatnot, there's a huge issue with pack ratism, and so it's something that I still have to fight from time to time because it is very easy to keep stuff, but I don't necessarily want to keep everything, and so I find the best way to prevent myself from keeping stuff is never to acquire it in the first place. So that works really well. But anyway, that I would say that. That's also served me in a sense, is that the few things I have kept, they can still be useful. And so, yeah, keep them but you have to be choosy about what you pick. And so, I pick things that tend to hold their value, Or I purposely pick things that are completely disposable, you know, like the $20 cell phones, which, yeah, I bought some batteries for those, because I've got a couple extra because my daughter has lost one or whatever and then got refound. And so, yes, you know, the batteries do go and they need to be replaced from time to time. So I bought a couple extra batteries and there you go. So yeah, just because something is old doesn't mean that it's still not useful. Even if there's a new one of it out, you know, there's no reason to just all of a sudden discount it. And, you know, it's, you know, I don't succumb to the gadget envy too often anymore. And, you know, good thing for my pocketbook, I guess.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.